Sermon 11. Now is the time of grace and the time to preach the gospel. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 18. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything, that our ministry may not be blamed, but in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well-known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. Now in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be open. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, "I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. We are debtors of the gospel. There are so many things to do in propagating the gospel to the whole world. We must preach the gospel until the day the Lord returns. We must truly live with a heart indebted to all people. We are those who must live with an indebted heart, that must preach the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to young students, young adults, women, middle-aged adults, the elderly, the people of our country, and all people of the world. Actually, we are debtors in propagating the gospel. It was said to owe no one anything except the debt of love. But we have become those who owe the debt of gospel propagation, having to preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the whole world. In order to fully pay off this debt, we must preach the gospel to the whole world. I believe that God will bless us so that we can handle these works. Therefore, we can handle this work and also handle gospel propagation with all our strength. We are busy in our hearts with the work of preaching the gospel to the whole world. There are so many works of having to publish sermon books and dispatching them overseas. We must also do overseas missions. We must preach the gospel by categorizing into young adults, infants, and youths. And we must make and deliver books at the language level suitable for each age group. While there are workers who make books, there are workers who send emails through the internet, and there are workers who package, send, and distribute books. There are those who pray, and there are those who serve gospel propagation by earning material wealth. We are preaching the Lord's gospel in various forms and in various offices. Now is the acceptable time for grace and the day of salvation. The Apostle Paul says, "We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 2. The Apostle Paul, in the early church era, quoted the word from Isaiah chapter 49, verse 8, saying, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you." 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, and exhorted not to receive God's grace in vain. There must be no case where the people of the whole world receive God's grace in vain. Now is the acceptable time for grace, and now is the time to distribute the grace of salvation. That is why we are doing this work, and God hears us when we pray. Just as he said, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you." 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. God helps us when we do the work of distributing the gospel books of salvation. He is working in us according to the promise of the word of the Old Testament. Now is the time for the people of the whole world to hear the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. This era right now is indeed the most appropriate time to hear the gospel word. After this era passes, they might miss the opportunity to hear the gospel word. We are preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit now, and if people do not receive the removal of sins in their hearts, it is unknown when the opportunity to hear the gospel word will come to them. There is a reason why we must preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit right now. It is because, looking at the times, now is the era before the tribulation comes. The reality of Christian literature missions and our mission. I had a chance to watch TV, and on a Christian broadcast, they gathered the representatives of publishing companies doing literature missions in our country, and were having a discussion. They said that Christian literature missions have entered a declining path. They say that not only Christian literature, but also the publishing of other general books is equally difficult. One participant said, "Since people today do not read thick books, we must make them thin, and we must publish books that fit the favorable responses and tastes of the readers." Another participant gave the opinion, "There is a method of making books tailored to the readership, but we must grasp what content is absolutely necessary in this era and publish books." It was said that Christian books actually do not sell well. They say there are not many people buying books, even if you go to a Christian bookstore. They said it is because there is no new content other than the basic gospel of the cross. So they are failing to bring beneficial content to existing believers. The words of one publishing company representative who participated in the discussion were impressive. He discussed and sought cooperation with pastors to publish good books, but pastors today dislike that very much. It is said that the Christian religious circles are reluctant to provide knowledge to the saints through books. He was saying that current pastors dislike people coming to know the Bible words through books and discussing that content. So it is said that inside the church, they only tell them to obey unconditionally. Ultimately, that representative said he gave up making books in consultation with pastors. However, literature missions are extremely important. Sermons are important, but literature is also equally important. But today, literature ministry is practically shrinking within Christianity. In the future, we have a plan to divide into three categories: books for the elderly, books for young adults, and books for students, and publish them by containing the same gospel content, tailored to each level. God surely helps us. we must pray. Since God said in the Old Testament, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you." 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. I believe that God will surely help us if we seek help for the propagation of God's gospel. We intend to bind and publish the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, Bible study books, and sermons to the whole world. We come to see that God intends to give blessings within our gathering. We intend to publish sermon books or Bible study books for each book of the Bible. We are like unknown ones, yet we are well-known ones. Now is the acceptable time to work in the whole world, and it is the acceptable time for the whole world to receive grace through the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Therefore, God's workers are laboring and striving much, making efforts to preach the truth of the gospel of salvation. Regardless of the people of which country in the whole world, we are trying to preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit. God's male and female servants are suffering many hardships because of the work of evangelism. The Apostle Paul also had to travel on foot to many countries to preach the gospel. At that time, automobile culture was not developed, so moving to each country itself was very difficult. The Apostle Paul devoted his whole life to travel all around Western Asia, but it was not smooth. Even today, if we open the map of those countries and look at it, we can know how difficult that work was. The Apostle Paul preached the gospel of the water and the Spirit even while being beaten and suffering all kinds of hardships. He also suffered hardships and experienced many difficulties because of gospel propagation. There can be no person who does not experience hardships to propagate the gospel. We must not consider it strange. It is not difficult because of having no faith or failing to receive God's blessing. For a person who lives with the purpose of gospel propagation, there are difficulties in achieving that purpose. In doing the work of saving other people from sin, self-sacrifice cannot but follow. The Apostle Paul said not to do God's work together with unbelievers. It is the word saying, "How can a person who serves idols and a person who serves God hold hands and work together?" So he said, "Come out from among them and be separate." Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 through 18. When we want to preach the gospel, there are times when the earnest desire to hold hands and work with existing organizations arises. They have already established mission schools and built hospitals. However, we cannot do so. Actually, we have also been hated a lot by them. From some people, we receive the praise that we are the people who have received the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Those who live godly and live for the gospel have been persecuted. It is also a natural thing that we are persecuted for the propagation of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Do not hold hands with the unborn again, but work separately. The Apostle Paul did not allow holding hands and working with those who serve idols. It is because they are those who serve idols and serve false gods. Our ministers want to do missions together with those who believe in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. We come to see that an unborn-again person cannot do it faithfully when doing God's work. It is because the Holy Spirit does not work in their hearts. Ultimately, we end up quitting the work of working together with them, and we come to do it only with our own strength. But God is pleased with the work done separately like that. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 through 18. It means that God helps us when we are separate from them and join forces to do righteous work with the purpose of gospel propagation. We are doing that work now, and we are handling that work because God is pleased with overseas missions. God surely helps us. Only we must work wisely and handle it with faith. There must always be people who support the work we do with prayer. Each person must do their best in the part they are entrusted with. Now is the time to preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the whole world. Now is the acceptable time to preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the whole world. And it is the acceptable time for all people of the whole world to be saved by believing in the gospel word of salvation before God. During the time of the early church, the gospel of the water and the Spirit was preached greatly once. After that, from Anno Domini 313 until now in the year 2026, a syncretistic gospel has been preached. In Europe, Catholics and Protestants fought with each other, and if one did not follow their words, they cornered them as heretics, confiscated their properties, and persecuted them. In the midst of such a process, Luther came out and declared that becoming a righteous person is only by believing the gospel word, not by deeds, and it is not done by deeds. From that time, the Reformation movement began to arise and began to blossom. We are now living in the year 2026. Like the disciples of Jesus who preached the gospel word of the water and the Spirit during the time of the early church, now we are preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit again. We do not know how long we will be able to preach the gospel word of the water and the Spirit now. The remaining time might not be that long. It has become a world that turns more urgently. The unborn again could not hold hands and work with those who serve idols. We work by finding a way to preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit. When the Apostle Paul also went around to preach the gospel to each country, the people he visited first were the Jews living in that country. Through the Jews who lived in that country, and learned the local language, he preached the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the locals. We strive in the work of preaching the gospel word by uniting with those who are born again by believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Now is the acceptable time to receive salvation. We are preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to the whole world. Surely the propagation of the gospel of the water and the Spirit will blossom. I believe that even in just 1 week, there will be many works of gospel propagation. God has entrusted us with the work of delivering the gospel word of salvation. I am truly thankful. In this age now, the work of preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit is indeed the work worth doing. In this last age, only this work is the truly valuable work. We look forward to the day when we will finish this work and stand before the Lord. On that day, the Lord will say, "We are faithful. We believe that we can do this gospel propagation even without holding hands with unborn again people. When we gather together and pray, that prayer is not in vain, but reaches God, and God's purpose comes to be fulfilled. He is the one who has helped us until now, and will continue to help us in the future. My heart is entirely on propagating the gospel word. My heart is entirely on the work of making sermon books and the work of distributing these books. Because of the work of delivering this gospel word, my heart is full. If only that work of preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit goes well, my heart is good. Truly, we must pray in whatever matter. Then I believe God will help and bless. We must pray, Please open the doors of the hearts of those scattered all over the world, and give them realization when they read this gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Let them read the sermon books, and give them realization when they read. Then God will help and give realization and give believing faith, so that they will receive salvation from sin and come to give thanks to God. When the gospel propagation is all done like that, what becomes of this world? The Lord's second coming is approaching. We live waiting for that day. We live by faith while propagating the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Since we have opened the door of evangelism with the books of the water and the Spirit, from now on, only the work for God to work remains. We deliver the gospel word of salvation to them. Rather than the work of exalting oneself and building up one's own righteousness, it is proper that we join together in the work of preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit by uniting with the church in whatever position we are. When this gospel of the water and the Spirit is propagated, a reward will be given to all of us. I believe that an even greater reward will be given to those who have silently lived for gospel propagation until now. Let us strive to propagate the gospel word of the water and the Spirit by uniting with each other. Our purpose is the work of propagating the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to the world. I hope that we live for that, pray for that, and whenever life is difficult and hard, kneel before our Lord and pray. I conclude the message.